Oh, I see. So this did happen during that period.
During the period that he was dean.
Yes, now we'll start. That your appointment, you're putting
he viewed my appointment to tenure as appropriate with his views that the mathematics department should have first-class research people. He was convinced that I fell into that category, and so he thought it was appropriate, I think, that I should be a professor as opposed to something else in the from time.
Mm.
And so I'm sure that he supported my promotion. In fact, I think the whole math department did, that there was mm-hmm. no real problem, mm-hmm. that there was no problem with that. I had been a lecturer for many years, and actually I was very happy with that position, wasn't pushing for anything different, but it was a time when the women's movement was very strong, mm-hmm. and it was an embarrassment to the math department that I wasn't a faculty member, and I think that Kleene felt that it would be one place where he could support the women's movement
yes.
with
yes,
clear enthusiasm.
The connection that he brought
he did not always support affirmative action. His notions of who should be promoted were based terribly strictly on a function of quality, and he would have to be convinced that this woman had appropriate quality or he would not be for her promotion at all. However, I think in my case he was for it, and that he had some knowledge in that case and was enthusiastic for that, while he would not have been for some others.
Well, let's talk about that you a bit. Did you say you were perfectly happy as an instructor? Did it occur to you to think that it would be nice to be on the
no.
faculty? It didn't.
No.
Do you think it didn't because you really couldn't commit yourself that much? Your family was
scared? Oh, I wasn't eager for it at all. I wasn't enthusiastic to go full time. I really sort of like not having the responsibility of being a professor. Mm. If you are a professor, you have to go to meetings, you have to go to all kinds of things. There are things going on that you have. There are university committees, there are other things that you have responsibility for. And I didn't have any of those responsibilities. I had actually all the nice things that go with being a professor. That is, I had nice private office, I had graduate students getting PhDs, I had I taught whatever I wanted to, whenever I wanted to. If I didn't want to teach this semester, I didn't teach this semester. And if I wanted to teach next semester one course, I taught one course. I could essentially do whatever I wanted to without asking anybody. Mm. And all I had ever had to say was, next semester I'd like to do such and such, and I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't ever teach the uninteresting elementary courses. I didn't ever teach, you know, I lived the life of a special person who did whatever they wanted to. Because my husband was earning a good salary, I didn't need the money, and I wasn't especially interested in being a professor. The title meant nothing to me. And I certainly wasn't interested in it. When it was actually offered, the math department was very enthusiastic over getting this.
They initiated.
And they completely initiated it, and it wasn't until it had all been approved by everybody that I heard about it. Actually, my first reaction was, no, I don't want it.
Hmm.
But the person who persuaded me to take it was Walter, who said that it was insurance he couldn't buy for me. And that while it was true that at this time I had anything I wanted, whenever I wanted it, no problem, there might come a time if he should die or if the university, it was just at the time when the university was starting to try to cut back.
Yes.
They might come to a point where they couldn't hire me even though they wanted me.
Yes.
That right now, at that time, they could, I could teach anything I wanted to, whenever I wanted to. But if they were trying to fire tenured professors, I would be go first.
Yes, that
would be great. So that if I wanted to continue in that position, why, I would definitely need to do that. Hi. Come right in. Where'd you go? Okay. So, Steve is not particularly the person who initiated. Actually, I think Wolfgang Wasso, who was chairman of the department at that time, initiated it, but I don't know for sure.
Did you get involved in any of the women's things?
No. I never have.
Ever?
No.
Did you have opinions about them?
Not terribly strong ones. It certainly is true that there was some reason for protesting for most people. I never had any reason to protest, and I just didn't want to spend the time and energy that it takes, and so I never got involved at all. And the same is true now.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all protesting. There are various different groups.
I know. There are different groups doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Would vote for many of the things that they would vote for with great enthusiasm, but doing something about it, that is belonging to an organization and being involved in doing something to change something, that takes lots of time and energy. I certainly have never done that with the women's movement. The thing that's closest to that I did a little bit with was trying to improve the situation for the retarded. But if I had had to choose for different organizations that I might work for, I would have chosen that rather than the women's movement. The department has very good standing here. Really, they have very good people. They have a small group of people that are involved with just the teaching part of the department, but a very small group, essentially maybe 6 or 7. And everyone else in the department is basically a research mathematician, and is they have some very, very good people in a number of different fields. The field where I work, topology, has gone downhill somewhat over the years because it was R.H. Bing was one of the very strong people in this area in the early 1950s, mid-1950s. One of the men who was here also was a man named Joe Martin, who was not as strong as Bing, but was a capable man. And when these men left, they were not replaced, so that the number of topologists is small now. It's become a small area in the department. While the department has grown as a whole, the group in topology has shrunk.
Not reflecting its importance, you mean?
Actually, I think it may more rationally reflect its importance in mathematics as a whole, you wouldn't say that Wisconsin is a great center in topology at the moment, while you would have said that in 1955. So that the areas of specialty have changed somewhat, but we still have first-class people in all areas.
What are the top
The top areas in the department are logic and differential equations and functional analysis. But they're very strong people in algebra, and we have a very good program in set theoretic topology, but it consists of two people. So we have a lot of areas where we have one of the strong programs in the country, but the number of people may be quite small.
I wonder what Walter would say if I interviewed him.
Something different, maybe.
Well,